Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Of it all, it's while the clock tick, pages of the calendar flip, we can't stop it. Time will either tell the tale or turn a love toxic. Now was she real or an illusion of this optical confusion with the accent of ancient Egypt? Or could it be that she's the one I was supposed to be with, and together walk this twisted staircase to something realistic? Damn, her lips having me addicted to her presence. Front page material on essence of queen, imperial before her adolescence. And as she grew into a woman, she became refined. I never knew another like her in my lifetime. So now I travel through a tunnel of space without a place on the face of this earth, with this pain getting worse, driving me insane. Or at least I'm touching the brink of sanity to think of how I can link or contact her. I was a fool before, but more wise after the fact. I'm analyzing how I'm wanting her back and wondering exactly where she could be on the map. I'm just sitting here spinning the world on one finger, reoccurring thoughts of this brown skin singer. Yo, the psychotic, the hypnotic, yo, check it out, the most melodic hypnotic.
played the fool before. Stared at the sun till it burned out my eyesight. Blind but a man must move on. No time for regret. Who lives and rehearse? Rehearse the times you were here. Through other lanes I drove myself crazy, wondering why they weren't you. You may think I'm a fool, but still I did it
all for fun.
You know I did it
all for love.
When you stayed in the sun,
stayed in the sun too long.
Even the sun,
even the sun moved on.
All for what? You know I did it all for love. Maybe if I am a speaker in search of a dreamer,
and welcome to the pop-up show here on Epiphany Radio Network. My name is Lisa Litz, and you're listening to some sounds here just to fill some time. I see some folks sitting in the wings. I'm going to bring y'all in a little bit. Remember, if you want to get on stage, that number is 319 527-6300. And don't forget to press the 1 to join the queue. I see some folks sitting out, but nobody's pressing that 1 yet. So we're going to kick it off with a little bit of poetry right here. This piece is called He Wrote in Cursive. He wrote in cursive on my skin, stylized words of love. His penmanship was that of an expert, calligraphy so beautiful that God himself took notice. And each syllable was so exquisitely designed that scholars throughout history came to study his work. And as I lay before him as his blank canvas, soul soaked up his ink and locked it into my DNA for all time. Because you see, I wasn't just his release. I was his sanctuary. And he scrolled out scriptures on my frame. Through twists and turns of mountains and valleys and across the open plains of my belly, sacred musings of transcendental beauty that foretold the journey we were to embark on. Because he knew what our future was to be, as if he were back from the future just to bring me along to the precipice on which he once stood. Somewhere in a distant land, I have yet to know, for the chance to stare destiny in the eye and become one with this man God upon me. Just so he could write in cursive upon my skin the history of the origins of true love from another lifetime when we were ancients and the world took heed to our hedonistic passions, when we were once only flesh upon flesh, drowning ourselves in immortal desire. But now, as mere mortals overcome by emotions and the deep desire to build a sacred bond, we follow our moral compass to a land and time where twain became one for eternity, defying all of nature. To look in perpetuity through many forms and fashions, only to end up once again in each other's arms, where he writes in cursive on my skin, of love, reincarnate, unending, throughout all eternity. I'm Liz, and you've just been serviced. Now, we are all here on Epiphany Radio for the love of one Larry Maddox, who is the owner and proprietor of this Epiphany Network, and he is also the owner and proprietor and designer of Raw Links, who is our sponsor. Why be average when you can be raw? Beautiful handmade jewelry with moonstones and more. And you can find them anywhere you look to buy pretty much anything on Amazon, Facebook, anywhere you can look. But if you can't find Raw Links by whatever reason, please feel free to get in touch with any of us here on Epiphany and we'll put you in the right spot. Now, we've got some time here to fill and some space to make some music and some poetry be for real out here tonight. So just hang in with us. Hopefully we will get some folks that are willing to step up to the mic and give us their words. But until then, let's jump into some more of this music. Let's try some, let's see what I see here. How about some... Love Poems by Belial featuring Jill Scott.
So why don't you sit down?
As we stare from across the room, starting to ponder what we've been going through. What does my kiss mean to you? Are we just friends, or is this more to you? But if we label this just picture, what we might do? Yes, that unexpected kiss, the whole feeling that brought me to you. Meanwhile, my feelings
show for tonight, and we got a couple of folks already in the queue ready to spit something for us. We're going to open this mic up with one of Epiphany's own very first caller on the mics. It is Mrs. VIP.
What's going on?
Hey, Diva. How you doing?
I'm good.
Good to hear you.
Wait, I got surprised with the show today, so we're going to make it do what it do.
All right now. That's what's up. But I got a little something for you.
All right. Okay.
I'm going to get right out of the way.
Thank you. This piece is called More Things I've Learned. More things I've learned in life are the phone works both ways, with the excuse that life is life in these days, so there are no more calls. People who supposedly love you no longer communicate, then can't take what they dish out when you stop calling. Can you relate? I've learned that some folk really don't care when you remember their birthday, but they never remember yours. Not saying two wrongs make it right, but how can you say we're friends or family and we're tight? I've learned that some folk don't pour into you like you pour into them. When you do, they're like empty vessels riddled with holes your compassion cannot fill. We care, still. Yet God gives us wisdom. You can love from a distance. Even when they say it's not true, you wonder at their insistence as they lie and deny. Life is life, but y'all still good. You say cool, but never, ever again, things will be as you feel they should, and that's that piece.
Listen, that's fire.
Mm-hmm.
And it's absolutely true.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So where'd that piece come from?
You know what? It was a little bit of frustration. I've had a friend for over 33 years, almost 34 years. And I poured into that person, and, you know, we're each other's godmothers to our kids and stuff like that. But out of the blue, everything just stopped. And I'm like, I'm doing all the calling, I'm doing all of this. So finally I said, you know what, if life is life, then guess what, I'm going to go ahead. They can have it. So if I ever hear from them again, if I ever do, then, hey, it's all good, but, you know, like I said, I got wisdom, and that's what I'm going to use.
Absolutely. Sometimes you just have to step away.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Well, sis, what you got going on?
Every Wednesday evening at 9 p.m., hey, this is daylight savings time now. I'm in the studio with my diva, La Perla Negra, Divas Talk. And we have great, great poetry, awesome music. And I'm telling you, every week when we come on, the poets come on. They come in and hit us real strong. You know, we got some heavy hitters. And it's just been blessed the whole entire time we've been in. So y'all come and join us. Diva, back to you.
All right. Come on soon.
Every Wednesday.
All right, sis.
Let you go on and hang out.
We're going to try and get to some more poets.
All right. Awesome.
All right.
One love, one life.
That was Mrs. VIP. So we're going to keep this thing rolling. And again, if you want to come on the stage, the number is 319-527-6300. And don't forget to press that 1 so you can come join us up here on stage. Spit your spit. Bring it through. We've got another heavy hitter here in the wings. I see my buddy from the West Coast. This is Mr. Anthony Arnold. What's going on, love? How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing okay. About as well as could be expected.
I'm glad to see you come through tonight. They kind of threw one at me, And we got this little pop-up show going on, so I'm glad you could make it in.
Yeah, I was supposed to be at Poetry Fest, but due to weather out here, I couldn't get out, so I'm at home.
That don't sound good. Are you safe out there?
Yeah, we fine. It was just it was just fog, and
okay.
I was flying out of Long Beach, and they say, well, we don't get this kind of weather. Well, they got the same type of weather this morning, so I couldn't have left this morning even if I wanted to. So.
Oh wow.
And to leave late last night would have cost me over $1,000. So I'm like, I guess I ain't going.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Well, what did you bring through for us tonight?
I got a piece that was written from a prompt that I got called Peace in Our Lifetime.
Let me adjust the spotlight and make room here. There you go. The mic is yours.
Looking in at the world where we have to wonder, will peace ever come in our lifetime? A world in torment from the deserts of the Middle East to the concrete jungles of Chicago, of Los Angeles, of New York City. Losing lives over land, over neighborhoods. Things that will be here long after we're gone. Religious ideology. My God is greater than your God. That question has never been answered. Not since the first ones in 1517. Lives taken because of the color of your skin. Because of the way you talk. Because their lives were different. Just because they were different. Lives, precious lives, men, women, and children. Take it with extreme prejudice. All because of the almighty dollar. And it's a peace.
Ooh, you swing it heavy tonight. So,
just a little bit.
First of all, I always love it when you come through because you always have knowledge for us. Secondly, I love the sound of your voice. The way you spit just goes right to the core of me. It's like you got that James Earl Jones thing going on that I love so much. So tell me where that piece came from.
Like I said, it was a prompt. And I actually like prompts because it gives me a chance to cut loose differently than what I would normally do. So, I got the prompt and I just went because, like, everybody knows you got Israel and the folks over in the Middle East. We are always looking at somebody on the news that done been killed for some ungodly reason. But I used that and I just kind of expanded on it a little bit.
Okay. All right. The world is upside down right now and all of us are picking sides, and we don't even know what we're picking sides for sometimes. But I appreciate that piece a great deal.
You're quite welcome.
All right, my friend. Well, I'm going to get out of here and pay a couple of bills. It's about that time. And get some promos in here, and then we're going to move forward and see what else is out there in store for us. I appreciate you coming through.
No problem.
All right, love. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Anthony Arnold in here teaching. We're going to pay a couple bills here, and then we're going to come back with the next poet. I believe I see C-34 music hanging in the wings. Trying to get these poets in here so they can spit some knowledge for you. If you want to come join us, the dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And please do not forget to press that 1. Come join us here on stage and throw in your hat. Let me hear what you got to spit about. Now, as I said, I see my friend C-34 Music hanging out. Hey, C-Double, what's going on?
I mean, how y'all gonna pop in somewhere ain't gonna tell nobody?
I sent you a message.
I got the message.
You know I ain't gonna forget to send you one, even if I forget to put one up for my own self.
I was about to go southern black female. Why come y'all ain't...
Listen, C-Double does amazing. If y'all don't know, C-Double does some amazing stuff with this poetry. He sits and listens and collects us up and puts some spin behind it and mixes some music together and puts out some stuff on Facebook that makes us all seem like superstars. So if you want the treatment, you got to come up here and spit so that he can pick up on what you're spitting and then recreate it for you, because he blows me out of the water on a regular basis.
I gave fair warning that I'm kind of like the Liam Neeson of poetry,
mm-hmm.
particular set of skills, and I will find you. And I will record you.
Well, I am appreciative of it. I don't know what everybody else thinks, but I'll be feeling like some kind of superstar when you get finished with my pieces.
Well, I appreciate you, and I thank you for allowing me to access to your babies.
All right. Anytime you want. The work you do is amazing. So, what did you bring through for us tonight?
I saved this for when you had the next show. And
okay.
I don't know if you've ever frequented a strip club, but
I
this is one of those. this is one of those lessons for younger folks.
Okay. Well, let me get out of the way and let you teach. The mic is yours.
Thank you. This piece is called Sex and Stress. Get your dirty ass thinking paws off me. And I don't want your ass crack lap dancing on my pants. That rancid funk and faith invading my nostrils. Trying to mark me as you're tempted to rob me after the show. You want my dollars to help pay for college classes. You want to collect my DNA for child support payments. Why did I accept the invitation from my relatives after work? They knew I was depressed after my marriage failed, even though they told me so. I had no idea they'd take me to the Players Club, a place of lascivious abominations and lust-filled, disgusting aromas, where people throw their hard-earned cash in hopes to fulfill their fantasies, wishing they had a piece from this landfill of trashy chicks. Every last one of them is a daughter of Jezebel, full of heresy, demonic entities disguised as beautiful shells ready to let me in so that I could drown in the pleasure of 20 minutes of wetness surrounding my member until I erupt throughout their vessels. Should have never entered in this messiness as they rendered me effeminate. All they were is sex and stress. They snatched my soul and erased my strength. How they got my power is the moral in this message. I made it fictionalized so you, the reader, can get it. Get off me, ho. This is the second time I've said it. Your ass is harassing me. I'm out of here. Where's a taxi? And how in hell are these chicken wings so delicious that even in debauchery, there's something suspicious here. Must be some kind of legalized ritual that had me realize most modern people that say they're Christian are Daffy Ducks. They're so despicable. Listen, ho. This condition of your scent has singed my nostrils and has gotten me hostile because you practice this new thing called vabbing. Definition, to extract nectar juice and apply to your neck like perfume emitting pheromones to attract and catch. Damn, you nasty. Just a hood rat and a stank chick, but oh wait, I'm sorry. You said you're doing this to get through college? My apologies. Now here's a dollar. Get your body off of me. That's that piece.
Listen, what, you write on all kinds of things there, but you correct on them. They go, chicken wings, what is going on in the club that the chicken wings are always so good?
That just doesn't seem right.
I know.
It just don't. I think of these things.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, so what inspired you to come out with that beat?
It's experience and how many dollars I've wasted being like Al Bundy up in the club. I'm like, look, come on, man. Come on. You could have paid off some debts.
Right.
Live and learn and get love.
Right. There's so many more things you could do with your money.
Yeah. I could have saved some of them women with the money I had.
Right.
Yeah, I'm like, you don't have to be stripping. I can get you out of it.
Yeah, well, some folks I don't understand it. I get it if you are a creative person or whatever, but there are so many more ways to make some money. Besides being
in
those little spots like that. But, you know, there ain't no telling what's going on in people's heads to make them do those things.
That's true.
CII, so appreciate you coming through one more time and spitting your knowledge on the mic.
I thank you.
Absolutely. Everybody's sitting and listening. Nobody else is brave enough to press that one right now. So I think I'm gonna hit this little jazzy remix of some Jill Scott over here while you make your way off the stage. Okay, so one love, one mic.
One love, one mic to you, Miss Lisa Lips.
All right, love.
Maybe we could take a long walk. Maybe we could take a long walk. Maybe we could take a long walk. Maybe we could. You're here, I'm pleased. I really dig your company, your style, your smile, your peace mentality. Lord, have mercy on me. I was blind, now I can see what a king's supposed to be. Baby, I can feel free. Let's take a long walk around the park after dark. Not a spot for us to park. Conversation, verbal elation, stimulation. Situation, temptation, education, relaxation, and elevation. Maybe we can talk about the vibe, 3118. Your background ain't Greek clean. Sometimes y'all gotta swim upstream. You ain't a saint, all the sinner. But you put your good foot down to make your soul sweat. I respect that, man, you're so fat. And you're all that, plus supreme. Humble baby,
let's take a long walk around the park after dark. Find a spot for us to fall. Conversation, relationship, stimulation, shit, situation, temptation, education, relaxation, elevation. Maybe we can talk about Revelation 3:17.
Maybe we can see a movie, or maybe we can see a play Saturday. Maybe we can roll a dream. Listen to a symphony. Or maybe we could chill and just be. Maybe, maybe we could take a cruise and listen to the blues. Maybe get some fast food. Maybe cry to the blues. Baby, baby, baby,
let's take a long walk around the park after dark. Find a spot for us to talk. Conversation, verbalization, stimulation. Check out the situation. Temptation, education, relaxation, elevation. Maybe we can talk about the ride 3118. Let's take a long walk around the park after dark. Find a spot for us to talk. Conversation, verbal elation, stimulation. Check out the situation. Temptation, education, relaxation, elevation. Maybe we can talk about the 17. Yep. Or maybe chill and just be. Or maybe, maybe we could take a cruise and listen to the blues. Maybe get some fresh fruit. Maybe cry to the blue moon. Or just be. Let's take a long walk around the park. Stimulation, shit out situation, temptation, education, relaxation, elevation. Maybe we can talk about the ride 3118.
light you choose two. In one you're living like love of my life, and in the other you're the daddy of theirs. So I play Russian roulette and put this phone to my ear just to say, this is mistress. Through his lips, so I attempted to be all the dream suggests to the ego and promise a soul. I tried to be all he had ever told of the interchangeable face and physicality and mentality of she. Near, he summoned all my tears and abandoned me. I lived alone for years, no longer knowing who exactly is me. As I began the punishment for imperfection, my vision, yeah, they lost their direction. My return to innocence was lost, then his ID, you see, I forgot, and instead I saw protection through judgment. Now angels and devils look alike to me, but sometimes quiet sounds like lonely.
If you want to join the queue, that number to dial in is 319-527-6300. And don't forget, press that 1 so you can jump up here on this stage. Now, I'm seeing one of my favorite girls in the background right here raising her hand. She is the voice, the beautiful personality, the love of us all. It is Miss Tina, baby. What's up, my love?
Hey, 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 now. You better sing my name like you know how to sing my name.
What is happening, my love?
Oh, man, it's been a long day. I'm just like, somebody come hug me. I need a hug. I need a forehead kiss. I need a foot rub. I just need all the above. I just need some TLC. Just somebody come love on me, please.
I got all that love. I'm squeezing you right now virtually as hard as I can go.
Give me my squeeze. I need it.
Girl, trust me, I understand. Life be lifing like crazy.
And do. Definitely do.
Yes.
I'd be like, I'm sick of this. I got the worst case of sick of this. If sick of this was a disease, I got it.
Listen, I'm I'm curious to see what it is you brought up on stage tonight, because I know you always come with the fire, the vocals and all that stuff be happening.
Oh, gosh, I really need to start writing some new stuff. I got some old stuff that I can do. I got something short and brief, but you know, I think it'll get the point across.
Okay, I will take it. I'm on just the spotlight because we need to see all of that gorgeous, luscious Hershey's Kissness going on. And I'm going to get out of the way, and the mic is yours.
Well, you better talk nice to me.
You know I love you.
I love you too, sugar. All right, here we go. Milk chocolate, rich in flavor, melts in your mouth, requires two hands. Delicate, sexy, voluptuous. Her stature is a stallion, sweeter than candy. Who is she? Four lips. Gifted. Thighs that boom like thunder when she walks. Her stride breaks glasses with every step she takes. Almond eyes. Smile like the sunshine. When she sings, it sounds like an R&B love song. Soft skin. Her scent is fresh and savory sweet. Her bosom is succulent. A resting place. Fierce. Feminine. The tone of her voice puts you under hypnosis. Who is she? Allow me to introduce myself. Stina Baby is what you can call me, but Nestle Stick is how you remember. And always put some respect on my name. Sing it with your chest. It's Stina Baby.
Listen. I've never heard that piece, but that was fire!
You ain't never heard that piece!
Yeah. Oh, my goodness! Yes! Tell them who you be!
Man, listen. Now, who on me is Rubber? Okay, no, I'm not T.I. I'm not Rubber Band Man. But listen, my name is Stina Jonay. The poetry community knows me as Stina Baby. And I also have other nicknames like Miss Nestle Stick and Miss Letter P. I will leave that to your imagination. That's why they say Miss Letter P. But I am a singer, a songwriter. I do poetry. And I'm calling from Gainesville, Florida. And I'm just the pretty brown skin girl from next door who likes to have a good time. And I just came through to slide on in here, do a little pop-up, 1-2, and, show Epiphany Radio some love on a Friday night with love.
Well, listen, I am so glad you came through. I love it whenever I can get me some Stina Baby, because it is a vibe, y'all. It is a vibe. Now, you got anything coming up you want to promote while you're here with us?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So I have a live feature coming up here in my city. I think it's called Blowing Smoke, Spitting Fire. And it's my first live musical poetic feature, so I'm excited about that. Anybody who would like to check it out, if you follow me on Instagram, Stina_Jone, J-O-N-E, 85. And the link to the event is attached to my bio. I also, oh, wait, hold on. Somebody was being rude. Like calling another phone, somebody being rude. Wait a minute. But I also have music out on all platforms, wherever you stream music: Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music, Pandora. If you still listen to Pandora, it's there. Wherever you can stream, purchase or download music, you can find me there. My artist name is Stina Jone, Stina Jone, with a little accent mark over the E. And also this coming Sunday on Clubhouse, me and my boy Shinobi, a.k.a. Marielle, got a double feature going on in the drip room. So y'all be sure to tap in 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, baby.
Absolutely. I intend to be there. I want to hear what all y'all got to say, and I want to figure out how Mario's going to find his way to your left thigh while y'all in the feature.
Try when I say. This man lays claim to the left thigh. Let anybody try to step on his territory, it's a problem.
Absolutely.
If you know, then you know.
Absolutely. He will fight quickly. If anybody
right.
even looks too long at Cena's left eye, that is totally his territory right there.
Lord have mercy. And I'm just like, it's so funny how that even came to be, because I'm just like, he just laid down on my leg and I was just like, okay, yeah, like, all right, you know, this Mario, this my boy, I don't mind him laying on my leg. And ever since then, it's been all about him and the left side. I'm like, I'm not even going to fight with you, my guy. I'm not even going to fight with you.
Right.
The thigh is yours. Like, the thigh don't even belong to me no more. It don't even belong to
right.
me no more. And it's attached to my body. Okay? So I'm just like, hey, I'm not going to fight with you. I ain't going to hold you. If you want the left thigh, you can have it, my guy.
Well, Stina, baby, I so appreciate you coming through, Miss Nestle Sick. And blessing our microphones tonight.
Of course. It's always a vibe on Epiphany Radio.
All right. All right, my love. Well, you have a great evening. One love, one mic.
You too, mama. One love, one mic.
Seeing the baby with the vibe coming through. We're going to hit this ID real quick, and then we got 717 coming up next on the mic.
I just took my socks off.
Take them.
I just took my socks off.
Take them.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
At Epiphany Radio.
This is the Epiphany Radio Network, and you're checking out this pop-up show tonight here on Epiphany, sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? Now, we got about another hour before the Blog Talk Lady kicks you off online. So if you're listening online, give us a call at 319-527-6300, and please press that 1 and join us here on stage. But you can just hang in the bottom and listen if you want to. But I see some poets just trying to hide out in the bottom. I'm going to call y'all out in a minute because y'all been sitting there too long. But we got this brave soul here on 717. Who do we have on the mic? 717, you are open.
Okay, this is Larry Richardson, but I go by my pen name, LeVan Robinson. Thank you for having me. I got a piece called Love's Methodic Rhapsodic Whispers.
All right. Well, I'm going to step on
love,
out of the way and hand you this microphone. Yes. The mic is yours.
Love's rhapsodic whispers of every possible move considering you are the most highlighted, beautiful, and extremely sensuous improvisation of the sexy, etiquette, and epiphany of love's whispering willows in the shadows of love's light of illuminating grace and poise of regal integrity. Your womanly construction of foundational qualities is the chalice of the mold that holds the elixir and virtuous principles of visualization of beauty in spectacular fashion of its amazing and very breathtaking, picturesque, hypnotic nature of exotic and erotic landscapes of vitality. Daily, I am at the humbling presentation of awe as love's sweet rhapsodic whispers sown in the wind returns and manifests tenfold and integrate my intimate thoughts with intense desire, emotional contentment, and an infinite energy of divine peace, stability, happiness, joy, enlightenment, and a tranquility of love, strength, and of his essence, verity, and peace.
All right. Now, I appreciate your poetry. I'll be seeing you on Facebook and be looking at some of the stuff that you post. And I'm so glad that you found time to come through and join us. Can you tell me what made you write that piece?
Well, I'm a romantic at heart, so I don't have. I mean, if I was to have a steady woman in my life, these are the things that I would want her to hear, because I am a poet, and I would want to hear, want to write. And these things in appreciation of lovers, you know, and what lovers or what people in love would want to say to each other, you know, saying I love you, but in more special ways than just those three words, and expressing their self using, you know, their imagination and you know, and the beauty that's around us. So that's basically what I get inspired, but mainly writing for lovers and, you know, how they would express themselves with, you know, in a manner of chivalry. Yes.
All right. Well, I appreciate you coming through and, spitting your piece on the mic. Please do not make this your last time. It's somebody here almost every night of the week. There's always somewhere to spit your piece.
Well, thank you.
All
thank
right,
you very
so
much.
One love. One love, one mic.
Thank you. The same to you. Thank you.
That was Mr. Levain coming through, bringing us his own special brand of poetry. Now, it is about 55 minutes before the Blog Talk Lady kicks us off of here. So if you're sitting in the wings and you know that you got some poetry hidden in a pocket somewhere, then you need to pull that out and press that 1 and come on and join me here on the microphone. That phone number to dial in is 319-527-6300, and press the 1 to join us here on stage. Now, I'm going to give us a little bit of music here, give you all that's hanging out in the wings a moment to gather your thoughts and come press that 1 and join me here on stage. Poverty, loneliness, health battles, and abandonment. Through all that life has given and taken away, my pen has never failed me. She is my constant companion, my stability, my comfort, my vixen, my muse. Nights when sleep won't come, it is she I turn to. She gives me peace in my sorrow, strength in my weakest hour, comfort in erotic fantasy and sustenance in famine. Truth is, she has battled and won against my sword many times over. In the times when I saw no reason for continuance, it was she who tapped my shoulder and urged me to use her. Write it out. I need you to survive, she told me. And I did as she bade because taking my life was trivial, but ending hers was murder, and that was a crime I could not commit. So yes, my pen has vanquished many a warrior through broken-hearted sentiments, triumphs over users, love longed for and lost, and those death took from me. She has been my solace and my refuge when the storms of existence were too much to bear. So why, you say? Why is my pen mightier than my sword? Because in every battle I have faced, she has won. Even this is testimony to her, for had I not had her, the sword would have taken me decades ago. And for that, I am eternally grateful. My pen and my sword. Well, we have been winding through here for about an hour and a half, and I see somebody else has stepped up to the mic, and it is another one of the family here in Epiphany. I see Brother Divine Inspiration. It is Paul Sampson on the mic. What's happening, my love? How you doing this evening?
I'm doing well, Lisa. Thank you. I see you done brought out some beasts again. Now, I've seen it many times on Facebook. That's the first time.
You just went muffled. I don't know what you just did, but
how about now?
That's better. That's better.
Okay. Yeah, but Brother Levone, that's the first time I heard him spit. I've seen him write a lot of things, but you don't get the same thing out of a piece until you hear the person that wrote it speak it. So it was good
to
hear him tonight.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, I had to dig in the archives because I haven't written anything in the last couple of days. I'm behind the bar in the 30 and 30, but I'll catch up later. So I had to dig in the archives.
Okay. All right. Well,
so
I'm get out of the way. Mike is yours.
Thank you, Queen.
Mike is yours.
Thank you so much. The piece is called Rest in Peace, America. I've given up hope on this country that I used to love. I no longer believe in or trust this land and consign it to its judgment from above. I no longer harbor hopes and dreams that America will get her head out of the sand, that she would at long last stop this hating and realize that despite the shade of one's skin, we are all children of the Most High God, and that makes us all kin. Rest in peace, America, for what was in you has dried up and died. You no longer aid others in need without ulterior motives, whether home or abroad. You no longer even try to hide your dictatorial, Satan-inspired bullying, stealing and denying the rights and dignity of the citizens of this land. You have quite effectively and willingly turned yourself and us over into Satan's hands. Rest in peace, for the America I served in the military to protect has surely died and is no more. You show every single day that the word of God you have chosen to ignore. Beware, America, for you are surely on the precipice, standing right in the doormat of hell, ringing the doorbell at Satan's front door. Know that even your quote-unquote mastery of technology and your ability to twist words to fit your will, none of that means anything without accepting the sacrifice upon Calvary's Hill. Rest in peace, America. Poem.
Ooh, you're sending some knowledge tonight.
Yeah. I tell folks I'm a resident of America, not that I'm a citizen anymore.
I can understand that.
Yeah, this country needs some help.
Yeah, and there's not a lot we can do. There's more of the crazies than there are of us who are trying to rewrite it.
Unfortunately, you're right. That, and that thought is kind of what caused me to write that, another piece that I had written before called The Demons We Accept.
Mm-hmm. Man, listen. I appreciate you finding that.
We put them in office and then we don't. Yeah, we put them in office and then we don't hold them accountable. They get in office and just run ramshack, and we just do nothing but sit here and accept the BS that they shove down our throats.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah, and
so I guess our
elections
they
are getting more and more pitiful.
Absolutely.
So, Brother Paul, what you got going on in the picture?
Well, Sunday nights at 8 p.m., every Sunday night, we have myself and Mr. Alonzo with the Inspiration Factory, where we start the week off with poetry, praise, prayer, and fellowship. Come on through, 319-527-6300, 8 p.m. Be sure to press that 1 and let us hear from you. We'd love to have you.
All right. Are you doing something special this week, or is this an open mic?
It's going to be open mic this week. I'm getting ready to start doing a few different things, but this week it's going to be open mic until I can get some things situated. But what's going to be coming real soon is Cooking with Christ. So we're going to have one featured cook who throughout the show will check with as they cook their signature dish, you know, and put some pictures of their progress in the event page and things along those lines. So by the end of the show, they'll be able to post the finished dish.
Okay.
So I'm sorry some of y'all might end up gaining weight because at 8, 9, 10 o'clock at night, we're going to be tempting you with food, so you're probably going to want to eat. But that's okay, too.
All right, Brother Paul, thank you for coming through.
As always, it's my pleasure. And God bless you and all your callers. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. That was Brother Paul Sampson, Divine Inspiration, coming through with some knowledge for us. We're going to kick off a little bit more music. Let's just get a little mellow groove going here while we got a couple other callers sitting in the wings. Hopefully somebody will step up and press that one before we get out of here tonight here on Epiphany Radio.
Thank you.
it's looking like we have come to the end of our road for tonight. Epiphany Radio Network appreciates you always coming through. There is a show every night, Saturday through Friday. Anytime you want to come through, just give us a call at that 319-527-6300 and press the 1 if you got something you want to say and join us here on the stage. It has been my pleasure to take you along this ride tonight. Thank you for coming through. I am always grateful for everyone who supports Epiphany and supports me here on the network. I will be back next Friday with my show, The Inkwell. And between now and then, just call in, see what's happening. Punch in that web address is www.blogtalkradio.com/ICPeople, EYE, the letter C, people, PEOPLE, and listen in, or if you want to join us on the stage, as I said before, 319-527-6300 and press the 1. It has been an amazing evening. Thank you all for your support and for coming through. This is Lisa Lip signing off. Have a great, great evening. I called back in. I see myself.
Oh, dang.